American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
God, thank you for showing your faithfulness to all generations.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God has shown himself faithful in all things, may we reflect the faithfulness of God. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
And welcome back, folks. I don't know if you know this or not. It is Share-a-thon. Share-a-thon. This is the last leg. We had Share-a-thon Tuesday, yesterday, today. We go to 7 o'clock Central Time. Ed Vitagliano with Bert Harper. We did this yesterday, didn't we, Bert?
We did. This is not Groundhog Day, is it?
It's not Groundhog Day. No, it is not. And, folks, we've got all kinds of things going on. It is, of course, Share-a-thon. The theme this fall is proclaiming God's faithfulness, as you heard there during the little break. We've got a number of things going on. One of the things we've got going on is a $120,000 challenge. Bert, tell our listeners, if they have never listened in on a Share-a-thon, and we do have a number of new stations Amen. And some older stations that have been given a boost in power, so there may be some new people listening. What is a challenge, and what's a $120,000 challenge mean?
That means AFR has some friends or a friend that has usually the gift of making money
yeah.
and the gift of giving. And so they want to give that, but they want it to be multiplied. So they give it to make a challenge, asking other people to join them. And when you join them, they said, we'll match what you give up to $120,000. But here it's, oh, man, that's doubled. Not when God gets through with it. When God gets through with it, it's usually tripled or quadrupled. That's God's business. I think I said this yesterday. If you read in the first part of the book of Acts, they added to the church. But if you keep on reading right in the middle, it started to be multiplication. And God specializes in multiplication. So that challenge, when you give and call this number, 877-616-2396, or if you give online at AFR.net, either one of those, there it's like giving twice as much as you pledge. That's a great deal.
It's a great incentive. Folks, you can double your money. You know, I like, Bert, for us to have, now you and I are going to be on just for the next hour, well, 53 minutes or so. What I like to do in a space like this is to give our listeners something that they can shoot for rather than just something nebulous and say, well, we've got to make $2 million, and that's our goal for the Share-a-thon. And we're at 1.78, so we certainly want to head towards that. But for the next 50-something minutes, let's give our listeners something that they can go, yeah, I want to watch the hand move a little bit. So we just went over 9,500 total pledges.
Right.
So let's shoot for the remainder of this hour for 9,650. So 96. We're looking at just under 150 pledges for the remainder of this hour. So if you listen to today's issues, tomorrow's Friday. We have Trivia Friday, so you've heard my voice.
Or Learning University.
Maybe my voice irritates you. Set that aside. Okay, but if you listen to Exploring the Word, you've heard Brother Bert, his voice before with Alex McFarland. So come to our aid. Bert and I, we want to rock this thing for the
Amen.
next hour. 150
pledges.
We can do this.
We can do it. So that means they got to make the phone call.
They
got to get on the internet.
And it is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net.
Amen. Listen to the names and places that have called in. And we want you to add to this list. It's not God's Lamb's Book of Life, but it's AFR donor list, which is pretty good list.
And it's our lifeblood.
It's our lifeblood. Amen. Jennifer from Ohio. Susan from Arkansas. Stephen from Ohio. Man, Ohio's coming through.
Yep.
Vivian from Louisiana. Jackie and Jim from North Carolina. Jean from Mississippi. Perry is from Arkansas. And then David and Robin from Missouri. And then just called in Kenny from Mississippi as well. Hey, where's Texas on that list?
I see. Let's see. I thought I saw Texas in there from Christopher from Texas. I saw them, and I saw Freddie from Kentucky. Sue from Texas as well, and then Victor from also from Hawaii. Maybe we get something going between Texas and Ohio.
Man, that would be great.
Did I say Hawaii?
Yeah.
I meant Ohio.
But that sounds like a football game.
Yes.
It does. Texas A&M against Ohio State.
Ooh, that'd be a good matchup.
Oh, man.
So we got something else going, folks. We not only have a $120,000 challenge, we also have something going on here. Bert and I, just a little personal thing here. We're going to count on our listeners here this hour to get us to 9,650
total, on our way, brother.
Total pledges. We are already at 9,521. So, folks, we can make these phones sizzle.
Mine's
over
gone
our
up
shoulders.
To 23, so that means we've had 9 callers since you issued that challenge.
Right.
If we did that in that time frame, we'll make it. But you got to make that phone call.
That's right. You know, I was interested. I love doing the thing where you just read off some of the names from around the country. It's fascinating. You know, you can know something in your head, and then it can you know become real in your heart or whatever. I don't know. I'm searching for the right words, but. I know in my head that we have 184 stations in 32 states?
32 states.
32 states. I know that in my head. Sometimes I forget just how many people are listening to American Family Radio. And when we have someone during Share-a-thon read all the different states that people are calling in from, I just see now Rick from Michigan. It's thrilling to be a part of this, and our supporters are a part of it too. So Rick from Michigan just gave, and Ruth from North Carolina. That is helping people in Arkansas listen to American Family Radio, and Texas and Louisiana. You are helping other people listen to the truth of God's Word.
And it really doesn't matter. And Ed knows this. It's not the amount that you give. It's what God does with it.
Right.
When God called me to preach, I was wondering what my qualifications were. And then I read 1 Corinthians about the weak and the foolish, and I said, I'm qualified. God does that. And he takes this person that says, man, I only got $10. I don't care. God can take that.
Right.
And what he does with it is amazing, Ed. I know I've used this just about every program I've been on here, and it's the loaves and the fishes. That little boy, when he took that for his lunch that day, he had no idea that he would share it and his story would be shared from thousands of people, thousands of years, and it still being one that inspires people today. That's what God does with our lives, and it's what he'll do with their pledge.
And you're a longtime pastor. We know that Jesus applauded. I don't know how else to put it. Applauded the widow who gave the two mites. I mean, let's look at that just for a second. You have the Son of God saying this woman did well.
And did more than all the others combined.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't say gave more than this guy, but gave more than every one of them had given on that day combined.
That's right. So God takes notice of our faithfulness and our giving. And folks, we're not saying, please don't misunderstand. You have two preachers on the air here. We're not going to steer you wrong if we can help it. We are not saying if you don't give to Share-a-thon, you don't love God or God isn't proud of you. That is not true. You give where God tells you to give. We always say, Tim is always careful to say, do not take from your tithes to your church. Do not go into debt to give to Share-a-thon. We are just simply asking you to pray and to ask God if you feel like he wants you to give to American Family Radio. If you do, 877-616-2396 is the number to call if you would like to give. 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. Brent Creeley is working the board for us. Let's get a listener testimony.
Hi, this is Diana in Alabama. I don't even know where to begin about AFR. I start at midnight with Miss June, and I go on till I get my second dose of Tony Evans. But I appreciate Walker Walden so much. great people, and I enjoy you more than you can ever imagine. And Ed, thank you for putting up with Tim like you do. I mean, I know it's rough, but, you know, Tim's a great guy. We get a lot from him. He'll pick up the pace before long, and we'll get a lot more information. But thank you all for all you do, and I really don't know what I would do without AFR. It's an all-day thing for me, and I'll probably have to go to a 10-step or something, or I'm going to Florida next week, and I'm so glad you got a station in Tallahassee. I won't have to worry about, you know, withdrawals.
Wow. Ed, I'm glad you're carrying your boss, brother.
I think we need to take that listener testimony and not play it again. I don't want Tim to hear that. Our listeners will sometimes just say what's on their heart, and they don't mean anything by it. I certainly don't carry Tim. I don't carry anyone. I can barely carry myself.
And, listen, learning university, I'll go to these places. You know, Jan and I travel, and what's neat is seeing the city come up that I've been in recently. That just, you know, I said, I wonder if they were there, but at the place. But learning university, I go, and I say, man, I love exploring the Word. You and Alex, man, y'all are great, but there's one program I like better. And I'll say, what is it? Learning university said it's the bestest there is. So, listen, and
we have a lot of fun on that.
Listen, I enjoy it. I may not turn it on any other time, but if I'm out and about and it's on Friday from 10 o'clock to 11:30 Central Time, I'm listening. I'm trying to guess those questions too, Ed. I'm telling you.
Well, and it's fun. I'll be sitting watching. I've done this before. Tim has teased me. I'll watch a program on Discovery Channel or something like that, and it'll be about a particular type of animal. I'll grab a couple of questions, trivia questions, just from watching that. So, we have a lot of fun on Trivia Friday.
I've been waiting for the Andy Griffith ones to come on so I could answer them. The Andy Griffith Show.
Somebody gave me a box. It is it's on my shelf. I need to pull it off. And go through it. It is an Andy Griffith trivia game.
We got it at my house.
You got it at your house?
Hey, if it's about Andy Griffith, I probably got it. Just, you know, because Goober and Gomer helped me to know that I can talk a little bit better than them. So that gives me hope.
Not setting the bar very high.
I know.
However.
877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And I'm telling you, your challenge, our folks are doing it. They're doing it. And keep on calling. We've heard from Claudia from Texas, Don from North Carolina, Claudia, again, I said Claudia twice. I think that's on there twice. Kathy from Georgia, Robin from Georgia, Carla from Tennessee, Craig from Cordell, Georgia. That's one of the places I've been. It's always good. Columbus, Ohio. Jan and I have been there. James and Shirley. And thank you so much. Richard from Oklahoma and Gloria from Forest City. Is that Forest City, Iowa? I know of Forest City, Arkansas. Forest City, Iowa. I didn't know there was such a place.
All right. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 have called in recently from Texas. Because we have this little thing now.
Where are you?
Ohio, we got 3.
Okay.
So, Ohio, you got to pick up the pace. And listen, you are exactly right, Bert. Our folks are coming through. Now, it was about 9,503 or so when I first issued that challenge to get to 9,650 total pledges. We are now at 9,577. We've had almost 75 people call in, almost got us halfway there.
Amen.
Folks, we got to get to 9,650 before this hour is over, or else I'm going to go eat a pizza.
Amen. All right? I'm not going to tell you who I'm for, Texas, Ohio. I know who I'm for. The winner.
The winner.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a winner.
That's
it
right.
Says don't mess with Texas, but you've put Ohio against them. I wonder what's going to happen.
I don't know. And we don't leave anyone else out.
Hey.
If you want to come out of the pack.
Yeah, beat both of them combined.
Beat both of them.
That would
be
great.
Folks, the number to call, it is Sherathon, 877-616-2396. That number to call, 877-616-2396. It is Proclaiming God's Faithfulness, our fall Sherathon here on American Family Radio. We'll take a brief break and return.
This is Robert Jeffress, and I want to congratulate Tim Wildman and all of my friends at American Family Association on 40 years of faithfully standing for the truth of God's Word. I'm grateful for the way that American Family Association remains steadfast in defending the eternal truths of God's Word. Congratulations again on 40 years of faithfulness, and may God continue to bless American Family Association.
My name is Sherry from Victoria, Texas. I have been listening to AFR for several years now. It is such a big part of my life, and it's helped me so much with my faith and walk with the Lord. I'm so thankful that all of you are like-minded, like myself, about Christianity and God's Word. Listening to AFR daily is like being around Christian friends all day long. That is such a blessing to me. It is so important these days that people hear the truth, and nothing is sugar-coated like it is in today's culture. AFR is not afraid of telling it like it is. That is so important today. Thank you, AFR, for all you do.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now with your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
And welcome back, Ed Battagliano, Bert Harper. Bert, our folks are wound up. They are wound up. We issued that. We just decided on a challenge. We wanted to try to get to 9,650 pledges. And they're almost at 9,600 right now.
I'm telling you what.
It's only 20 after.
Yeah, and it's not just Texas and Ohio. I think some folks like Virginia, they said, you're not going to beat us. And Louisiana's coming through too. All those Cajuns. Well, not everybody that's in Louisiana is a Cajun, are they?
No, I think that's right.
But I think there's a northern Louisiana.
But I don't want to make Cajuns mad either.
No,
so
I don't either. I like
whatever they say, I'm with them.
Well, I'm good. I'm here with an Italian, and talk about Cajun food. I'm in my element. Those two things. Have you ever seen an Italian Cajun? That would be a wonderful cook.
Well, I agree with you. I have never seen it.
I hadn't either.
They're bound to be Italians down there who are Cajun.
Listen, that number is 877-616-2396. We're in the middle of a match. We're not just challenging about how many we're going to get, but we're saying we're in the middle of a match. So when you take that challenge, it's been met by a $120,000 challenge. And so we're believing God's going to multiply that. God's going to use that. And again, I love the idea that, and you, the one that said it, you're the first and I said it, we're on the backs of those that pledged in the spring, and now we're here, and this gets us to the spring of next year.
Right.
It goes from one to the other. It's kind of like when they ask how extinct is Christianity. It's one generation away from extinction.
Right.
And so AFR, how long can we stay on? Man, from year to year, because we're trusting in people being a part of the ministry. We don't do advertising, but we ask our people to be faithful. And if you can give, we want you to, no matter what the size of your gift might be.
Yeah, and this morning on today's issues, we discussed about this, you probably heard this scandal involving the 20% of U.S.
Yeah.
or uranium that was sold to a Russian company, and they paid millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation, $145 million. Well, guess what, folks? Nobody pays that kind of money to us. We don't have any Russian companies colluding with American Family Radio. We don't have any big companies dumping into some foundation or something. You're it. Folks, you are our foundation.
Have you gotten $500,000 for a speaking engagement yet?
I have not. That was former President Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
$500,000. I said this for one speech. And I said, I don't care if you're a former president or not. In a 35-minute speech, there's nothing you can teach me that is worth $500,000.
I agree with you, man.
I'm not sure how that kind of thing works. Listen, folks, you're blowing my mind. We have got 30 pledges to go before we reach. I said 150.
I thought it was a high goal.
Yes, I did too.
They're making you look they're like you're my, a little faith. Oh, yeah, you have little faith.
I guess so. You're talking about multiplying.
We are
30 pledges away from our kind of impromptu 150 total pledges for the hour. And you got now it's climbing. So yeah, folks, we are encouraging you. Let's hit that 9650 target. I'm not sure how long it'll take. We may have to set the bar a little higher. And so here's the number to call. It is our Proclaiming God's Faithfulness Fall Share-a-thon for American Family Radio. Here's the number to call if you would like to give, 877-616-2396. That number is 877-616-2396. It's a toll-free number. I'm not sure that matters much anymore since everyone has cell phones, but it's toll-free nonetheless. Or you can go to AFR.net. Now, folks, we don't leave you high and dry if you give. We have a thank you that we give for certain amounts. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a pack of our 2017 green Christmas wristbands. Now, they're very pretty green with white lettering that says, Keep Christ in Christmas. Now, we're going to stop right there for a second. I'm going to go on for something else in terms of what we send people. But for the last decade, Bert, American Family Association, American Family Radio, we have hit this pretty hard. Remember we used to have buttons, and then we kind of went to the wristbands because buttons kind of fell out of favor, and people wanted something to be able to promote the idea or to bring up the subject when they go to a store or they're at a restaurant. And lots of people will remark, you know, a waitress or a waiter or someone behind the counter, hey, I like that. Keep Christ in Christmas. I like that. And we call it our Wear It and Share It campaign.
And they're bright green. You can't miss them.
Can't miss them. So you can take it off and give it to somebody.
Amen.
Or talk about the subject, Keep Christ in Christmas.
It is a testimony. It's a testimony. Anytime you have Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, the big deal about Christmas is Christ.
Right.
If it was some other kind of mass, they'd probably, it doesn't matter. But Christmas, because of Christ, it does. What a gift. And it's a thank you from us. And I say this, you could have kept that money. No, listen, we're a channel. We're not the Dead Sea where nothing lives in. We're processing the money, and it goes through us to ministries, to the radio. And praise the Lord, this is a witness. So you're increasing our witness when you do that, Ed.
That's right. This is a platform that our listeners, by their donations, by their giving, by their generosity, allow us to continue operating on that platform to be able to share. So that is for a one-time gift of $150 or more, we'll send you a 10-pack of our Christmas wristbands. Now, for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive not only the Christmas wristbands, but also the award-winning Kids DVD, Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, Episode 3. It is this series is very popular. American Family Studios is producing it. They're already working on post-production work, I think Episode 7 or 8. This will be a 13-part series, and we may go on to additional years of this. It's very popular with my grandkids. They love them some Ryan DeFrady's. So we will send you, for a monthly gift of $30 or more, the Christmas wristbands and the award-winning DVD, Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, Episode 3.
You know, during this period of time, you usually hear Tony Perkins and Washington Watch. We're thankful for them to say, hey, guys, you take this hour, you do it, and you use it. That's why you're hearing Ed and myself during this hour, that they have said, take it, because we're on the air, because AFR is on the air. And you and I talked about it yesterday, and there's some things just worth talking about again.
Right.
And that's the partnership we have with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that partnership is with Tony. He's up there in the belly of the beast up there in Washington, D.C. And we appreciate them so much. But all the other ministries that we have that we partner with, and that's what we're asking you to do. Partner with us in order to accomplish this. And I'm stopping. If I had a drum roll, we'd do it. Listen, look to see how many people have pledged on mine. Right there, you got it.
Wow.
Listen to
this. Folks, I'm ashamed of myself. I am ashamed of myself because I did not have much faith at all in our listeners. We have just gone over 9,655 total pledges.
In less than a half an hour. Yes.
And now this was Jim Stanley, who's over all of American Family Radio. He said, try to get 150 pledges. That's a lot for an hour. And so that's what I came in here, and I said, we're going to do that. And in a half an hour. All right, folks. Well,
let's raise it again.
We're
going to
set the bar. What do you think we should go to?
We need to double that. That'd be 300.
Let's go to 9,800.
9,800.
That's about another 150.
That is. Man,
right?
your math is good,
okay?
Ed. Yeah,
all
right. That's right.
Folks, we're going to go to 9,800. I'm sorry.
Woo.
I'm sorry, oh ye of little faith. 150 was nothing for our listeners. And they're cooking it.
They're
blowing the doors off. All right, so we're going to shoot for total pledges for this 1 hour, 9,800, the total number. So, folks, you're looking at, I'm doing that right, right?
Another you're right. 100, that
now
is 100, right.
140. We're yeah. already 10 into the second 150.
We're headed that way. Listen to the names. We just got to
go,
do this.
Do it.
This is too good. Jeremy from Kentucky. Sandra from Mississippi. I want to tell you, I think Mississippi wanted to get into this race with Texas and Ohio.
Yeah, now I'm just telling you, I have not been keeping track of numbers.
I've been looking.
Okay.
I haven't knocked them down, but right. I'm telling you, Sandra from Mississippi, Terry from Mississippi. There's Julie from Texas, Bruce from Michigan, Kimberly from Arkansas, Trish from Arkansas, Carol from Mississippi. There's Ohio. Edward, way to go, man. You're coming through.
Carol from Ohio.
Way to go. So we're finding all. Mary Jane going back up the top from Texas. Joe from El Dorado, Arkansas. Well, how do you say that? Jewett, Texas, Susan. But anyway, Susan from Texas. So Texas and Ohio, you're going. Mississippi's weighing in.
Mississippi. Georgia's been doing well.
Georgia's been doing good.
So, folks, we are encouraging you to, we're at 9,666 total pledges.
Don't let it stay there.
You got to get us off. You got to get us off 666 there, folks. We have a $120,000 match. Bert, tell our listeners, first-time listeners, because what that means, because we do have new radio stations in Jacksonville, Florida. We have I think, an expanded signal in Huntsville, Lexington, Kentucky, New Orleans, expanded signal in Baton Rouge. We have, from 2 years ago, the new station in Culpeper, Northern Virginia, covering. So we do have a lot of new people listening. They may say, well, what is a $120,000 challenge?
Before I do that, we took a lot of the stations that was music only, and
yes.
we've called it hybrid, so Exploring the Word and Tony Perkins, that's new to this. And they're saying, oh, man, this is good. So
yeah.
we didn't know how it worked. But the challenge match is $120,000. An individual or individuals have agreed to put up $120,000 if we would use it as a challenge to get others to give. And it's usually someone who has the capacity to make money in a great way. And usually, if they have the gift of giving, they want to encourage others to come alongside. So they're encouraging you to come alongside with them, and they will help and they will match what you give up to $120,000. In other words, $100 becomes $200. If it's less than that, 10, it becomes 20. But it's usually more than doubled. God
yeah.
just takes it, and I say this every time too. He multiplies it, and God specializes in multiplication.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of folks get. You remember back when they were doing the magic tricks in Egypt with Pharaoh
yes.
and his magicians?
Right.
You know, here they came in and they turned a stick. The magicians from Egypt could turn a stick into a snake. Now, we don't know. We know it's a sleight of hand. But then what Moses' snake did, it gobbled up and swallowed those snakes.
The other two.
Don't you love that?
I do love it.
And that's how God does it. Yes, Satan is out there, but I love the scripture. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And yes, they can have their George sources. They can have the Hollywood hotline. They can have all that money coming in. But I am telling you, they can't multiply it. God can. God can even consume what they do. And that's what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to give. Give generously your best gift, and God is able to do that. And when you do that, people are blessed. We get to hear testimonies, don't we, Ed, about
Absolutely.
People that's been blessed. Do you think it's a good time
to
hear one of those? Brent, would you do that?
My name is Deborah from Tennessee. As a new listener to AFR,
I ask myself every day, where was AFR? I was out in the world really struggling for my life. I feel like I have stumbled upon a gold mine with AFR. You are a wealth of knowledge and God-sent wisdom. My radio station is set to AFR. I appreciate the gospel being preached and the truth coming forth with power, sincerity, and honesty. I'm an African-American female, but when I listen to AFR, I don't get a sense of race or division, just plain truth. Thank you for being the voice in the wilderness for all people.
Amen.
Wow, I love that. That really touches my heart. Listen, folks, we appreciate our listeners. Now, we know that not everyone listening is going to be able to give. We appreciate you, too. We appreciate you because you're our brothers and sisters in Christ, and that African-American sister, and that's what she is. She's a sister in the Lord. We love her. We try to love everybody, and so we appreciate our listeners. Folks, it is Share-a-thon. It is our Proclaiming God's Faithfulness Fall Share-a-thon. If you want to call and give, here's the number, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net. Now, Bert and I just kind of, we responded. Jim Stanley said, hey, see if you can get 150 pledges. Came in, just kind of spur of the moment. We said, that's a good idea. Let's do that. We said, folks, 150 pledges this hour would be great. That might be a little bit of a stretch. We started that, and in less than a half an hour, we made it. So now we're on the second 150. We're trying to get to 9,800 pledges before this hour is up. We are at 9,684. So we are 16 away from another 50 total pledges. And folks, I think you can do it.
Amen.
I think you can do it. You surprised me, shocked me in the first half hour, shocked me again.
Down here in Mississippi, we call that blowing it out of the water.
Blowing it out of the water.
I don't know what they do in Boston, but blowing it out of the water, that just, you know where that comes from.
Is that fishing, throwing dynamite?
That's it. That's it. And we're not recommending that. We're
that's
just
right.
saying that's the way it goes.
Dynamite is dangerous. Dangerous.
Yes, and we've got people calling. Ohio and Texas, you're going at it, but others are joining in. I'm telling you, I love this name, Fruitport, Michigan. Isn't that a neat name?
Fruitport.
Fruitport, Michigan. Kay from there. Sean from Columbus, Ohio. Dorothy from Yukon, Oklahoma. Anita from Corpus Christi, Texas. Beverly from McPherson, Kansas.
Jackie from Chula, Georgia. I like that, Chula. That's
Chula.
Nice.
Is that, I wasn't going to try it, and you did good.
Kay from, that's Fruitport, Michigan.
Yeah. How about Don from Dallas, Texas? Big D coming
Big D.
Through.
All right.
Faye
we
from,
got Arkansas,
yeah,
several
look
from
at
Arkansas.
Illinois on there, man. Thompsonville, Illinois.
Oh,
Sharon,
way to go. You done bad.
What did I say?
You said Illinois.
Illinois.
Is it
Illinois or Illinois?
It's Sheila. Who gave, it's Illinois. I don't want her to take her gift back.
Well, is it Missouri or Missouri?
Now, don't get me involved in that one. You know, isn't it true that in Missouri, it's both? It depends on where in Missouri you live. Some say Missouri, some say Missouri.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I've never met anybody from Illinois who liked Illinois, though.
Well, let me
I'll
tell you what it is. It's not Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Although, I didn't know it until somebody told me differently. I was from Mississippi.
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 You got to shorten it somewhere.
You had to. Listen,
give them the number again.
Challenge, aren't we? That number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. We're in the middle of this challenge, $120,000 challenge. We want you to give. When you give, it is multiplied. That's all I can say right now. And we're having people calling from North Carolina, from Mississippi, from Arkansas, Tennessee, Texas. Man, all up and down the United States, all over. What a way to go.
Awesome. Folks, listen, we are going to come back. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to continue this challenge, the $120,000 challenge, and then the Bert and Ed challenge. We have already gone over 9,700 total pledges. We want to hit 9,800 before this hour is over. We got about 20 minutes left, so take the Bert and Ed plunge. Okay, folks, call in this hour. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. 616-2396. It is the Proclaiming God's Faithfulness AFR Share-a-thon. We'll be back in a minute.
This Share-a-thon, when you make a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you both a 10-pack of Keep Christ in Christmas wristbands and a copy of Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, Episode 3.
Wow! I can't believe this!
It's true! For a monthly pledge of $30 or more, you'll get a copy of the award-winning Ryan DeFrady's and the Courageous Scaredy Cat.
You've got to be kidding me!
No kidding! American Family Studios is producing safe, uplifting children's entertainment, and the industry is recognizing their quality. International Christian Visual Media said this episode is the best children's video of 2017. And Ryan DeFrady said,
"Freeze, you plundering primates!"
Okay, that was unexpected. Of course, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, we'll send you the wristbands. But for a $30 monthly pledge, you'll get both. Call 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. Thank you for supporting American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Hi, my name is Ben from Dover, Pennsylvania. And I just took on a new mission for the Lord, running a workshop on Grace is Greater. And as part of my group, there's going to be some gentlemen that are going through divorce. I myself went through one in 2005. But to show you the power of AFN and American Family Radio, I decided to listen to the Thursday morning broadcast, and Dr. Jeremiah is teaching on two subjects. One is repairing marriage, and the second is, it's okay to be single. So the Lord gave me the tools I may need for the discussion topic tonight. So I just wanted to say, you're being watched. Are being helped. The Lord will give you the information you need to carry out His work. You just have to listen. You have to be aware and be in the moment. Have a great day, and God bless you guys.
Remember, with a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you both a 10-pack of Keep Christ in Christmas AFA wristbands and a copy of Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, Episode 3. Phone lines are open. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. And thank you for supporting American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
And welcome back to the Proclaiming God's Faithfulness AFR Fall Share-a-thon. Ed Vitagliano, Bert Harper. Dear listeners, you are killing it. I mean, they are inside 75 pledges. That's what we need to round up this hour, Bert.
If I was at a football stadium, I'd be up ringing my cowbell. Oh, that's Mississippi State. Sorry about that. Brent's going to cut me off for saying that guy. But anyway, it is great. Man. We're closing in on that.
They're just blowing me away.
They are. I'm telling you. And we have people calling again. North Carolina is not going to let Texas just win this. Man, Kenny from North Carolina, Lee from North Carolina, Marty from North Carolina. They're calling in. Texas, you better get with it, because I see North Carolina on there three times and Texas one time. Now, don't go down real low, or you might see more. But anyway, this is what I'm seeing.
Well, I see Bridget from Illinois. Yeah. I see Mark from Indiana. Let's see. We have several from Mississippi, including Barbara from Mississippi. You know, yesterday we had someone from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Really?
Yeah, that was, I forget, that was during, I think, during the Today's Issues.
That is fantastic. I nearly wanted to ask you, but I was afraid I'd embarrass you.
What's that?
That if anybody from Massachusetts.
Well.
Can you spell Massachusetts?
I can.
I can't even say it right, so I appreciate
people
that.
People down here say Massachusetts.
Yeah, I just got through.
Yeah,
How do you say it?
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah. And we don't have any radio stations there, so that's why I said, how did we get someone from Springfield? But I guess they must listen online or with their app.
That app makes us worldwide. When they tried to cut Brother Don off from being on radio,
right?
He outsmarted them and went to the internet, and now it's not just nationwide, it's worldwide. And we've had folks to call in, like the other program that I do, Exploring Missions. I know some people over in Palestine listen to that.
Wow.
And just encourages them, because Listen, when you do AFR, you're helping the Bible study, you're helping the culture war, you're helping missions. I mean, it's involved, and it's not just a little bit. We're trying to make a difference in people's lives, in our nation, in our world.
So it really is, and this is a ministry.
It is.
It's a ministry. Our supporters, those who are donating during Fall Share-a-thon, they are reaching people with that gift.
Amen.
And it's, we talked about yesterday with Jeff Shambly, the new documentary from American Family Studios, The God Who Speaks. It is a documentary. It's a 90-minute documentary. Tell them what it's about.
It is about God and the inspiration, the authoritative of Scripture. You know, people are trying to deny God, and we know God through the Word of God, through His Holy Spirit. And so people don't want to take the Bible. It was the founding document, honestly, of our country. The founding fathers were steeped in knowledge of the Word of God, and it's fallen on ill repute by many, and they're trying to say the Quran and other writings are just like that. But no, the Bible is authoritative, it is accurate, it is true, it is the Word of God, and praise God, it's settled in heaven. And this, the God who speaks, takes experts, those people, professors, pastors, language experts.
Right.
You know, I had a hard enough time with English. Now, I did take Greek and had to look at Hebrew a little bit, and I had a hard enough time with English myself. But I loved Greek because it was not spoken. You could just read it.
Yes. Greek, I had to take a year of Greek and did well in it because my mom was Greek. I remembered some of the words. Now, she would always, when I would come home, I would pronounce it. Nobody knows how Koinonia Greek,
right.
The Greek
know.
Of the New Testament, yeah. was pronounced. So whatever my professor said, that's what I said. And I'd come home and try to talk a little Greek to my mom, who was born in Greece, came to this country when she was a little girl. Well, about 11 years old, and she'd say, "That's not how you pronounce it." I'm just going by what the professor said. But now I did take a semester of Hebrews, and it was hard. Greek is connected to the English language.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of words that are connected, but Hebrew, wow, that was difficult.
It is a foreign language, I guarantee you.
It was as foreign as you could get.
That number is 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. You are doing it. We're really close to just 40 people away from reaching our second goal.
Right.
We had to raise the bar. That's like, you know, going pole vaulting,
yes.
and this guy knocks it out at 17 feet. And
yes.
they said, "Man, we got to raise it to 20-something feet."
Yep.
And so we've had to raise the pole vault that high.
Well, I'm telling you, you're making me proud. I have been ashamed because I didn't give you enough credit, but you guys are really ringing the bell, so to speak.
Well, our boss from the radio is here. He acts like he's got something
gonna
to say.
Be careful now because one of my bosses is in the room.
Well,
listen,
when it's radio,
I defer to you.
I tell Jim he's my boss for one hour a day. Anyway.
That's
yeah,
right.
He's got me.
Well, you guys and folks, you as listeners and participants with us during Share-a-thon have been awesome in this hour, and I just wanted to step in and thank you. And I'd also like for you to make it a matter of prayer, if you would, that we would reach 10,000 pledges during the last hour and a half of Share-a-thon. I didn't make a mistake there. We're coming up, you know, we're going to end the challenge at 6:00. And then we're going to come in with the team and wrap up between 6:00 and 6:30 and just have a time of thanksgiving and a time of praise for what the Lord's going to do. Now, it's up to the Lord, and
right.
it's up to you folks to be the hands and feet of Christ, and that's what we need. And so if you're willing to do that, and by the way, let me take up for Ed a little bit. He actually thought that you folks would do more than I did, and so I was the one that set the bar too low for you guys.
Well, I don't. That's why I defer to you because I'm not sure what a big number is. So I said, let's go for 150. That'd
yep.
be fine. Now we are 30 away, Jim.
From
we are
300?
30 away from 9,800. That would make 300 this
yes,
hour.
Sir.
So that would mean if we can close this hour out at 9,800 or above.
Or above.
Because now my faith is soaring.
Right.
My faith is soaring.
There's no
now.
Reason why.
That's
no.
right. Then that will get us to within less than 200.
And Abe can come in and mop up.
Might be a mop
All right.
up exercise.
And Abraham Hamilton
hit the 10,000 mark.
877 877-616-2396, online at AFR.net. I now return you to your regularly scheduled host.
Hey, Brent, let us hear from the ministry's founder, Don Wildman.
What could I say to you that would help you go back out where it's rough, where it seems like we're getting beaten all the time? Let me tell you something. All God asks of you is faithfulness. That's it. Your availability is what He's concerned about. He'll take care of the ability part. And all the odds are against us, but so what? We are His child. God doesn't judge by the same standards with which the world judges. Thank God for that. And God's truths are not dependent upon some politician. Thank God for that. Faithfulness is the word, not necessarily success.
Well, that's the voice of the founder of the ministry. I was thrilled. That's Don Wildman, Reverend Don Wildman, who still comes in every day. Most of you, if you've been listening for a long time, you know that, I don't know, what, 7, 8 years ago? It's been that long where Brother Don stepped down after having been bit by a mosquito.
He calls it a liberal mosquito.
A liberal mosquito. He got some sort of encephalitis something. And
they didn't know he was going to live.
Was touch and go for
days.
That's
exactly right. And I'm telling you what, I was there trying to help the family. They're dear friends of mine. And I just...
Well, you were on the board of directors for AFA for years.
And I tell folks, if the board ever turned Don down, which they did 2 times, they elected me to go and tell him.
Oh.
I was the sacrificial lamb. You don't want to go into Don Wildman's office and say, no, we can't do that. But
well, the good thing is the board of directors here at AFA, American Family Association, American Family Radio, they're not just a rubber stamp.
They are not.
They are men. Even when you were on it, especially, they are men of prayer. They're men of integrity and character. And there have been times when they said, "Well, we feel like the Lord's leading in a different direction." What one probably wasn't often because Brother Don,
it was
just always seemed to be spot on.
20 years, 2 times.
Yeah,
20 years, and they were really something. And if we'd have gone that way, it wouldn't have hurt anyway. But it was that way, and I praise God for it. Don Wildman, yes, we thank God for him from turning off the television to what we have today that's a worldwide ministry. And I want to tell you, we want to thank people. Just thank them. Brandon from Mississippi, Janet from Tennessee, Gregory from Texas, David from Louisiana, Jeff from Virginia, Ron from Oklahoma, Nancy from Georgia, John from Virginia. And there it is. I think it's Delethia from Texas. They're coming through, and we're closing in on your goal that we had to reset. Matter of fact, according to mine, we're 5 people away. And
from 9,800.
Yeah, 98. We're going to shoot over that.
Well, we are, because Jim Stanley came in. He's general manager for American Family Radio. He said the goal for this share-a-thon before it started was 10,000 total pledges. And so we want to give Abe Hamilton, who's going to be coming on after us.
He needs some help.
A real boost, because we want to, it looks like for sure we're going to go over 9,800 total pledges. We want to hit 10,000. So let's give Abe Hamilton, we just did it, 9,800. So folks, we got just under 7 minutes. Let's give Abe Hamilton.
Can we get 25 more?
I believe I believe anything from our supporters.
I do too,
man. Now.
Listen, come on.
Let's give Abe a good push towards that 10,000 total pledges mark. And here's the number to help get us in that direction. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. I want to just tell a quick little story, because we're talking about Brother Don and how for so many years he was just right on with what God was telling him to do. I mentioned earlier the Christmas buttons, and I don't remember how many years ago that was, maybe 10 years ago. I guess that's because that's when that war on Christmas started, around 2007. He came around, I was over in the Journal side at the time, he came around and he was talking to Rusty Benson, who lays out the Journal for us, also a good writer, and he asked us, he said, "I'm thinking about doing some Christmas buttons to let's fight back. He's old Brother Don's always fighting back. He said stores are no longer, you know, there was one retailer that wasn't even selling Christmas trees. They were selling holiday trees.
Man, that just really absurd. Moves you, doesn't it?
Just absurd. And he said, I want to fight back. He said, how about we get Christmas buttons, you know, keep Christ in Christmas, or, you know, at AFA, or we still say Christmas or something. And, you know, I told him, you know, I was always honest with Brother Don. I said, I don't know anybody, Brother Don, who wears buttons, you know, anymore. I remembered back in junior high school wearing Nixon buttons or whatever. I said, I don't really see many people with buttons. And so he got our input, and he said, well, I think we're going to go with it. And I honestly thought, Brother Don's missed it this time. Nobody's going to wear buttons. We sold over 1 million of those buttons that year. I don't know what the final number was.
They're still in my house. I collected every year. I collected. I gave a bunch away, but I'd keep one. And I'm backward enough. I'll still put it on every once in a while.
Well, he just kind of knew what the times required. People wanted to stand up for Christmas and keep Christ in Christmas without being obnoxious, and just wearing a button allowed them to do that. And Amen. When people would ask about it, they would take it off and give it to them. But that's just kind of what Brother Don and Tim Wildman, who's now the president, is the same way. He's got that same good common sense, kind of understands what we need to do. And his children, he and Allison, not just Tim, they're following right along. We're not missing a step.
We haven't met how many ministries after the founder, who was type A personality,
right,
went by the wayside for whatever reason, that ministry would, you know, just go. But AFR has continued to grow. I think many reasons, the vision, the desire, our purpose, our missional point of view.
Right.
But I think a lot of it is because of our partners who partner with us to keep us on the air, but also us partnering with others to take the gospel around the world, Ed. That's the lifeblood. I believe America is still existing today with all of its flaws because we still are the greatest mission-sending country in all the world.
Right.
So there's purpose.
Bert, I got to tell you, you said, can we make 25 more? We are two pledges away from another. This would be three. It would be 325, and we still have 2 minutes left,
Woo!
2 or 3 minutes left.
Who All will right. be 925? Who will it be? I can't wait to see who that person is. You know, you go to Sunday school, said, "This who's going to bring the next one? You know,
yeah.
This is the first one. Who's going to bring the second one and so forth? So we're waiting on 9,820. Oh, we've already gone over.
9,828.
And it's Ira from Columbus, Mississippi. Way to go, Ira. Woo!
Brought us over. All right, folks, here is the number to call. It is our Proclaiming God's Faithfulness Fall Share-a-thon. Here's the number to call. It is 877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. Now, if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a pack of our 2017 Christmas wristbands, a 10-pack. They are green with white lettering that says, Keep Christ in Christmas. There are two crosses on that are in red. I was talking about the Christmas buttons a decade ago. If you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive not only the Christmas wristbands, but the Ryan DeFrades Secret Agent Episode 3 DVD. It is award-winning kids video animated. You will love it. That is for a monthly gift of $30 or more. Folks, you have blown us away. I am so proud of you. I really am. We are about to sign off, Ed Vitagliano and Bert Harper, we are at 9,833 total pledges. It'll probably go up when we're completely done. 837.
I believe Abraham can take us. Abraham Hamilton can take the rest of the way. I believe he can do it.
Thank you, folks. Woo! God bless you. Abraham Hamilton is next.